Maricopa County has the best health outcomes for its residents in the state, while Apache County has the worst, according to a new report. The 2018 County Health Rankings report put out by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation finds Greenlee, Yuma, and Pinal counties follow Maricopa in terms of health outcomes in Arizona. Matt Trujillo is a program officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and he joins me now to talk about the study. Matt, let's talk about the national picture first. Relative to past years, how are states and counties doing in terms of making sure the residents are healthy?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're noticing this year is that childhood poverty is one factor that seems to be coming out as a factor that really is impacting health. And so in terms of the state of Arizona, the childhood poverty rate is 24%, which is a little bit higher than the national average of 20%. But that is one kind of trend that we're seeing. We're also seeing kind of a bit of an increase in low birth weight, and on the positive side, a bit of a trend showing a decrease or an improvement in teen births. So that's some of the national trends that we're seeing.
So Maricopa County came in first in terms of health outcomes among counties in Arizona. What does Maricopa County do well in, and what are the areas where it still needs improvement?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, one of the areas that Maricopa County is doing well is actually childhood poverty. So compared to the state average of 24%, Maricopa County is actually at 22%, which 2% doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a good difference. One area of improvement could be air pollution. So air pollution is a little bit higher in Maricopa County compared to other counties in Arizona, which may not be super surprising, but that's one area for improvement.
Are those areas that other counties in Arizona also either do well in or need to work on? Are the issues of both success and challenge the same in different counties in Arizona, or do different parts of the state have different things they're doing well and different things they need to do better?
Yeah, well, so the saying goes, if you see one county, you've seen one county. So not every county is the same, and some counties could look quite different. For example, Apache County, which was actually ranked lowest in the state of Arizona, actually in some ways looks the exact opposite. So Apache County has a relatively high rate of childhood poverty, but one of their strengths, oddly enough, is air pollution. They seem to be doing quite well in air pollution. So it really kind of depends on a county-by-county basis.
When you look at state numbers overall, one of the areas in which Arizona seems to not do quite as well as the U.S. median is in some of the social and economic factors, things like violent crime, things like graduation rates for both high school and college. I'm wondering how big of a factor those are when you look at the outcomes that you also evaluate based on how folks are doing in a given county.
So those are very big factors. So one of the things that we've learned in public health is that some of the biggest factors that influence health are not things like what you do in your doctor's office, but what you do in your community. And that's one of the things that we try to highlight in the county health rankings, is that where you live actually means quite a bit to how long you live and how well you live. And so factors like you were saying, education, housing, transportation, turn out to have a pretty big impact.
I know that it's difficult to make generalizations because there are a lot of different factors that you look at here, but I'm wondering how easy or difficult it is to do better in some of the areas that a given state or county needs to do better in.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've learned is that progress is being made throughout the country. So there are a number of different communities who are taking action to address some of the issues that their counties and their communities that have come up in the rankings. And so one of the things that we try to do to facilitate that action is that on countyhealthrankings.org, not only can you find the data to see where your community has strengths and where it can have improvements, but we also have what we call our What Works for Health section of the website.
In terms of taking action, how much of that ideally should come from sort of a policy level, a level of government, that kind of thing? How much of it is, you know, just individuals changing their behavior and maybe doing things a little differently?
Well, we believe that everyone has a role to play in improving health, and that actually action should be taken across multiple levels. So in order to really make the improvements that we want for our communities, we think it requires policy and systems level change, but that also folks can take responsibility on their own and do what they can to improve the lives of themselves and their families, and that it really takes action for all people across all levels.
All right. Matt Trujillo is a program officer with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. We'll post a link to the new report at theshow.kjzz.org. Matt, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.